According to the statistics, Europe's economic crisis is stubbornly lingering into its sixth year. But you wouldn't know it on London's Oxford Street the week before Christmas.
I definitely feel that this year, in comparison to the last 2 to 3 years, I think the mood is that people can kind of treat themselves and their family a bit better.
Oh, I think this year has been really good. Also, I think London's a bit of a bubble. Things are really good in London, whereas if you go outside into other cities in Europe, it may not be exactly the same case.
She's right. Britain's economy is among the strongest in Europe. And even here, retailers introduced discounts well before Christmas. In several countries that use the euro, the economic downturn is much more noticeable, according to Capital Economics analyst Ben May.
Debt's still very high, as is unemployment. There's a need for further austerity in some of these countries, and there's a growing unwillingness amongst the population to accept that.
That unwillingness has been reflected in protests like this one in Greece and at the ballot boxes, where voters in some countries have elected anti-austerity governments. Austerity is controversial even among economists because it hurts growth. And Ben May says Europe's growth will continue to be weak in 2014 during what he calls a grinding and fragile recovery.
The situation has improved in the Eurozone, but I think there's still a lot of problems and there's plenty of scope for the region to lurch back into crisis.
Still, even beyond the relatively strong economies of Britain and Germany, there's reason for hope. Professor Ian Begg of the London School of Economics says one positive sign is that talk of the euro system collapsing has all but ended.
I'd say it's a year that European leaders will look back on with, if not affection, at least some satisfaction that things have improved. It doesn't yet filter through into the sentiment in the street because incomes are stagnating. Unemployment is still high.
That was clear on Oxford Street, where many people said they were worried about the future, even as they spent money on Christmas presents.
I won't do that crazy spending. Yeah, I'll buy stuff for my kids, for my woman, and for my family as well. Just a little present, just to celebrate Christmas, but I'm not doing that crazy.
That seems to reflect the views of many Europeans as the continent emerges from 5 years of crisis to promises of prosperity many people have not yet seen and are not convinced will come. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.